Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today we're going to be talking about Rio de Janeiro. Ooh. That's right, the very exciting, glamorous, beautiful city in Brazil, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we say Rio, a lot of people might be thinking about, well, this year, right, mm-hmm. the World Cup
right.
will be in Brazil. Of course,
very
Rio
excited about that.
Is going to be a big city for the World Cup. And also, 2 years from now in 2016, Rio will have the Olympics, but that's 2 years away, so
yeah.
I don't think we're talking about that today. And in fact, we're not even talking about the World Cup. We're talking about something that happens every year in Rio. That's, of course, the famous carnival.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I always hear about this festival as well. Always people dancing the samba,
it's a huge
right?
party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, massive, thousands of people in the streets. So let's get on our party hats, head on down to Brazil for the carnival in Rio de Janeiro. We'll check out our article right now.
It's carnival time. I can't wait for the carnival in Rio de Janeiro.
Me neither. It's a good thing we booked tickets 6 months ago.
It's certain to be really crowded.
Yes, millions of people will flock to Brazil to join this open-air party.
What are you looking forward to the most?
Dancing to samba music is high on my list.
I agree. I have some new dance moves to show off.
According to the travel guide, people in each neighborhood will use unique music and costumes to stand apart from others.
Really? I thought it was an event only for tourists.
No. Rio Carnival is for everyone to enjoy.
Word power!
Certain. Certain. We are not certain when the weather will clear up. We are not certain when the weather will clear up. Move. Move. Kobe Bryant is a basketball player with a lot of cool moves. Kobe Bryant is a basketball player with a lot of cool moves. Guide. Guide. We bought many travel guides before going to India. We bought many travel guides before going to India. Event. Event. Molly's Music Club will hold a special event for students on Friday. Molly's Music Club will hold a special event for students on Friday.
All right, let's take a look at our article.
Mm-hmm.
So first, Brendan says, I can't wait for the carnival in Rio de Janeiro.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't either because Brazil is actually one of the places I really want to visit. And I always hear about the carnival and it seems really, really exciting.
Absolutely. When someone says, I can't wait for something, that, of course, means they're really excited about it. Waiting is difficult because it's going to be so great and I can't wait. So you'll use that, you know, if there's an exciting thing happening, I can't wait for the new movie or I can't wait for my birthday party. You might even say it for something simpler if you're really hungry. I can't wait for lunch because
right.
I'm so hungry. So you're excited about something that's happening in the future,
mm-hmm.
probably the near future. But you could even say, I can't wait for the Olympics in Rio in 2 years, just because it is something exciting that's going to happen in the future. Patricia says, me neither. Me neither. He said, I can't wait. So, of course, if he uses a negative and Patricia agrees, she says, me neither. Okay, me neither. She can't wait as well. She's also excited. It's a good thing we booked tickets 6 months ago. Yes, indeed, because a lot of people, thousands of people, go to Brazil every year for carnival. So you want to book your tickets or reserve your tickets 6 months early or 6 months ago, as she said, so you won't be disappointed. All right.
Right. But before we begin, let's first take a look at our A-plus sentence or our 英文快译通.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 今天我们要带大家看看英文中我也不怎么样的用法，分别可以来使用 either 以及 neither， 但这两个字究竟要怎么样使用呢？现在就让我们一起来看看吧。英文中假设某人说了一句话，你想表达我也不怎么样的时候，有三种常见的讲法。让我来举个例子，假设今天你的朋友说 I don't eat fast food， 我不吃素食。你如果想表达我也不吃素食，这时该怎么说呢？你可以说 me neither， me neither。 这个回答相当的容易，只要在 me 的后方加上 neither 就可以了，这是属于比较口语的用法。除此之外，你也可以说 neither do I， neither do I。 这个句子比较特别的地方是，它是属于倒装的句型，必须要先回答 neither， 再加上助动词，最后再加上主词。而最后一种说法则是 I don't either，I don't either， 必须要先写出主词，再加上助动词，加上 not， 最后再加上 either。 好，现在再让我们来多看看几个例句。假设你的朋友跟你说 My brother is never rude to others， 我哥哥对别人从来不会不礼貌。你如果想回答我也是这样，我对别人也从来不会不礼貌，你可以怎么回答呢？想想我们刚刚用过的三种用法，第一种是比较口语的 me neither， me neither。 第二种则是属于倒装句型的 neither am I， neither am I。 先回答 neither， 再加上 be 动词或者助动词，再加上主词。最后一种则是 I am not either， I am not either。 如同我刚刚上面说过的，必须要先写出主词，再加上 be 动词或者助动词，加上 not， 再加上 either。 好，那最后让我来考考各位同学，假设今天你的朋友跟你说 I don't like going out on weekends， There are always so many people outside， 我周末不喜欢出门，外面总是很多人。如果你想表达我周末也不喜欢出门，可以怎么说呢？记住，虽然这个句子比较长，但回答的方式是一样的哦。你可以说 me neither， neither do I， 或者是 I don't either， 三种用法都可以哦。好了，经过今天的讲解之后，希望各位同学都能对 neither 跟 either 的用法更了解哦。英文快译通，我们下次见咯。
Alright, so our article then continues with Brendan saying, It's certain to be really crowded. Of course, Carnival is a very busy time. It's a really big festival in Brazil, so it's definitely going to be really crowded. And here we have our word pair word, certain. Certain, C-R-T-A-I-N. It means to make sure that something is correct or true. Okay, so our word pair sentence is, we are not certain when the weather will clear up. We are not certain when the weather will clear up.
That's right. We don't know. We are not certain. Of course, if you are certain, then you'd say, yeah, I am certain the weather will be nice tomorrow. I saw something on TV, or look, I can see the sun. You mentioned that word definitely. We often use that in much the same way, right? We are definitely going to see something, or we are certain to see something. It means 100% for sure. Okay, Patricia says, yes.Millions of people will flock to Brazil to join this open-air party. Wow, it's even more than I guessed. I guess millions of people, both from Brazil and from other countries, together, that makes up millions. So that's more than 1 million. Maybe 2 or 3 million people will go to the city every year for this party. So that's why you want to book your tickets early.
Right.
They will flock to Brazil. A flock is what we often call a big group of animals.We can talk about a flock of birds, many, many birds, or a flock of sheep. many, many sheep in a field. And people, we use this as a verb when we talk about people going in huge numbers. Many, many people. They flock to Brazil for the carnival. They flock to the beach on a beautiful summer day. Or they might flock to a department store for a sale. That means there's going to be lots of people there. And of course, in Brazil, they're flocking to join an open-air party because it does happen out in the streets.
Right. All right, next in the article, Brendan then says, what are you looking forward to the most? So when you look forward to something, it's kind of like what Mike is doing right now. He's very, very excited, and that means that he's counting down the days, he's marking X's on his calendar, and he's looking very, very forward. He's looking, he's being really excited for this event.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It could be looking forward to the dancing, the music, the parties, all the beautiful ladies, the great food too, right? Brazilian food is interesting. It's so many things to look forward to or be excited about. Patricia says dancing to samba music is high on my list. Okay, so that's what she's looking forward to. The music, the dancing, high on her list. It's as if she's making a list of all the things I want to do in Rio. And at the top of the list, say number one or number two, is dancing to samba music. Mm. It's not an easy dance to do.
No, I don't think so, because it's a lot of like hip movement.
That's right, a lot of energy. But it would be a good way, because often when you go on holiday, you eat a lot. So you might get
it's
a little
a good
fat.
Exercise.
So if you samba after you have a big meal, you'll come home looking great.
That's right. All right, next, Brendan then says, I agree. I have some new dance moves to show off.
Mm.
So I guess he's been practicing some new dance moves. And here, moves is our word, power word, and it means to describe a short movement in which your body will change directions and maybe positions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about dance moves, you can think about Michael Jackson's famous moonwalk, or you can do the wave, which is also a dance move.
Yeah, so if you're learning hip-hop dance, your teacher might show you something kind of cool that you can use in your dance, and that would be a move. So good dancers will know lots of moves, and they'll join them all together to make a really good dance performance. Do you have some good moves, Tiffany?
I don't. I only could just do...
That's a classic disco move.
Or this.
Oh, that's a good one. Classic. Yeah, that's a good one. How about the swim? You do that. That's an old move. All right. So, yeah, these are things that you do when you dance. As you learn, you get all these different moves. Okay. We can also talk about athletes having moves, right? Michael Jordan was famous for flying through the air while sticking out his tongue or something like that. And Kobe Bryant is another player with moves. Our word power sentence reads, Kobe Bryant is a basketball player with a lot of cool moves. Kobe Bryant is a basketball player with a lot of cool moves. You know, they can bounce the ball through their legs or spin around in the air. Those are some great basketball moves.
Definitely.
Patricia says, according to the travel guide, people in each neighborhood will use unique music and costumes to stand apart from others. That's right. So the travel guide, the book that they have, teaches them all about Brazil, gives them good ideas about fun things to do, interesting places to go, and also information about the local culture, the local history. So it's a good idea when you go somewhere to buy a travel guide. A guide or a guidebook is a book with lots of useful information in it. For example, we could say we bought many travel guides before going to India. We bought many travel guides before going to India, maybe for the city and for other parts of the country. Useful thing to have in your pocket or your bag when you're on holiday is a good travel
guide. And especially if you're going to a country that you've never been to, you really need to read information about it and to learn more about the country and their culture as well.
True, often because your smartphone won't work when you're overseas, so a travel guide would be your best friend.
That's right. So next, our article says, Brendan says, really? I thought it was an event only for tourists. Okay, no. Carnival is celebrated by Brazilians and tourists. It's an event. An event is our word power word, E-V-E-N-T. It's a noun and it means a very important date. So this event is not just for tourists, but also the people of Brazil celebrate it as well, because they really like samba dancing and it's a part of their culture.
Yeah.
So I think they even spend a whole year just preparing for it. Carnival.
That's true. Yeah. A lot of people spend a lot of their own time and money getting their neighborhood samba groups together and designing all these beautiful costumes. It's a big event. An event's an important date. It could be also a special occasion, like a wedding or a birthday party. It's some special thing that's going on. Lots of people might be involved, and it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, for example, we have a sentence here, don't we, for the word event?
Our sentence is, Molly's Music Club will hold a special event for students on Friday. Molly's Music Club will hold a special event for students on Friday.
So that event's probably a party of some kind.
Yeah, I'm thinking, or it could be like a bake sale,
things like that.
That's also an event as well.
Interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm. It could be all sorts of fun activities. Okay, Patricia says, no, Rio Carnival is for everyone to enjoy. So it's not just for tourists. It's not just for local people, too. It's for everybody. So if you're from Brazil, if you're even from Rio, or if you're from Taiwan, Canada, Australia, or even the moon, Rio would be a fun place to go at Carnival, and everyone is invited.
Yeah, definitely. And it's such a festive time as well. You could celebrate the culture, or you can learn about the Brazilian culture there as well. Mm-hmm. And maybe learn how to samba.
That's right. Have a few nice Brazilian snacks and drinks and really enjoy the whole event. One thing I know is that when you go to Brazil for Carnival, drums. There's drums and music everywhere. And sometimes late at night, some people are like, oh, tell the drums to stop. I just want to sleep. But it's a big party. So all you can do is go out there and join in the fun. All right, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back to see you one more time. Okay, so I think this is something that would be on a lot of people's travel lists, right? The Rio Carnival. It's so famous.
Yeah, it's definitely on mine. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I can go to the World Cup this year and probably get a taste of what the carnival might be like.
It's true. I wonder if those two things are near together. I don't think they're close together on the calendar. That would be too much partying, even for the people of Rio. Say, we need a break between the carnival and the World Cup. But you're right, it sounds like Rio is a great place to be anytime, but this year especially, it's going to be extra fun. And carnival would be what a great way to kick off an exciting year for the city of Rio. Something everyone can join in. Well, unfortunately, we can't go to carnival. I think we're going to be busy, but maybe you guys can. And if not this year, what about next year? Tomorrow we're going to be finding out about the history of Rio Carnival, and we'll discover that it's been around for many, many years, more than 100. So that's good news, because it tells us the carnival is not going anywhere.
Right.
They'll have it for a lot longer into the future. So if we can't go this year, we'll go next year, and we'll see you guys tomorrow to learn more about Rio and its wonderful carnival. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
These tiny red zits just keep showing up all over my face.
These tiny red zits just keep showing up all over my face.
Hello, 大家好 ,I'm Tim, 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。不知道各位同学平常是不是为了痘痘的问题而烦恼呢？台湾由于气候的关系，皮肤常常都会冒出讨人厌的痘痘。如果你有这样的问题的话，英文该怎么表达呢？你可以说 These tiny red zits just keep showing up all over my face. 这些红色的小痘痘一直不停出现，长得我满脸都是。首先我们看到青春痘的英文就是 zit， 它是可数名词， a zit 就是一颗痘痘，很多痘痘则是 zits。痘痘通常是红红又小小的，例句中的 tiny 就代表很小的意思，通常比 small 还要小。Show up 则是代表出现， keep showing up 就是一直出现。这里要注意的是 keep 后方要加上动词 ing， 表示持续一直的意思。而最后的 all over my face 就代表满脸都是。All over 代表到处的意思，例如 All over the house 代表满屋子都是， All over the floor 代表地板上都是。好了，希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦。现在就让我们来看看今天的例句。 These tiny red zits just keep showing up all over my face. 小聚会我们下次见咯。
These tiny red zits just keep showing up all over my face.
These tiny red zits just keep showing up all over my face.
It's carnival time. I can't wait for the carnival in Rio de Janeiro.
Me neither. It's a good thing we booked tickets 6 months ago.
It's certain to be really crowded.
Yes, millions of people will flock to Brazil to join this open-air party.
What are you looking forward to the most?
Dancing to samba music is high on my list.
I agree. I have some new dance moves to show off.
According to the travel guide, people in each neighborhood will use unique music and costumes to stand apart from others.
Really? I thought it was an event only for tourists.
No, Rio Carnival is for everyone to enjoy.
Certain. Certain. We are not certain when the weather will clear up. We are not certain when the weather will clear up. Move. Move. Kobe Bryant is a basketball player with a lot of cool moves. Kobe Bryant is a basketball player with a lot of cool moves. Guide. Guide. We bought many travel guides before going to India. We bought many travel guides before going to India. Event. Event. Molly's Music Club will hold a special event for students on Friday. Molly's Music Club will hold a special event for students on Friday.